Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This question, just how confidential is the data on your cell phone? Well, today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in a case that originated in part in South Boston. The question is whether police can search a cell phone without a warrant. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports.
It all began in this convenience store parking lot on Dorchester Ave in South Boston. It was September 5th, 2007. A Boston police officer saw a man named Brimma Worry engage in what the officer believed was a drug sale. Worry pulled out of this parking lot, the policeman followed, arrested him, and brought him into the station. So far, a pretty common case. What happened next is what sets it apart and lands it in the nation's highest court.
While the police were booking the individual, his cell phone went off.
That's Martin Healy, chief legal counsel of the Massachusetts Bar Association, who's been following the case. Healy says when Worry's cell phone rang, the police noticed the caller ID read, "My House." The police opened the phone and found the associated number.
The police officers then ran that phone number and found out the location of the defendant's house.
Ultimately, police got a warrant and found drugs and a firearm. But they may not have found that evidence if they hadn't opened the phone.
Never before has the United States Supreme Court decided whether or not a cell phone is subjected to police search after the arrest of an individual.
What's at stake here is the Fourth Amendment. Harvard Law professor and former federal judge Nancy Gertner says when the founding fathers outlawed unreasonable search and seizure, they had something different in mind, the redcoats.
The English could essentially knock down people's doors and look for whomever they wanted. So this was a bedrock principle of the Constitution.
Since then, Gertner says the courts have delineated two primary exceptions that allow officers to search suspects.
On the one hand, to prevent evidence from being destroyed, and on the other hand, to protect the officer.
Courts have ruled broadly. Almost anything on the arrested person or in the immediate vicinity can be searched. Now the question is, should a cell phone be treated differently? Because it contains so much personal information.
The cell phone is the functional equivalent of a suitcase with all of our secrets in it.
Professor Gertner helped prepare the public defender representing Worry. Gertner says in the Worry case, police only looked at the cell phone call log, but our phones contain far more information than that.
When you think about it, it's more than just whom you called. It's the pictures that you have on it. It's the websites you visited.
It's your emails, maybe your bank statements. This debate pits these privacy concerns against concerns about the destruction of evidence.
On its face, the data in the cell phone is not in danger of being destroyed.
But others beg to differ.
You have criminal organizations these days that actually have their own IT departments.
That's Michigan lawyer Gaten Javilarash. He filed an amicus brief in a similar cell phone case the Supreme Court is also hearing today. He argues police officers need the right to search cell phones without a warrant. Those criminal IT departments worry him.
As soon as they discover that someone has been arrested by law enforcement, they have the capability to remotely wipe the phones. It's not like a handbag where you can just take it and you know no one can do anything about destroying the evidence that's inside of it.
It is possible for law enforcement to preserve cell phone data by turning off the cell phone or putting it in a bag that blocks reception. But attorney Javilarash says law enforcement can't rely on that.
The problem is that at some point in order to search the phone, you got to open up the bag or you got to turn the phone on.
Technology is changing rapidly, and amidst that change, the Supreme Court must now decide whether searching a cell phone is unreasonable or not. Professor Gertner says this will be new territory for the court. And maybe for some of the Supreme Court justices.
It's absolutely fascinating, and you go before judges who, you know, some numbers of the judges are in their 80s. I hope they have cell phones.
The High Court is expected to hand down its decision this summer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.